We recording?
I almost forgot. I blanked out.
You
I
was forgot like, we're doing a podcast I was right like, now?
Podcast. How do you do that?
Welcome to the Not All Here podcast.
Welcome to episode 32 of the Not All Here podcast. 32 of these things, man. That's, God damn. We're on the
you,
road to
You love
to
doing
50.
Math with the episodes.
It's kind of like...
Makes you feel good.
Yeah, it makes me feel good because I feel like we're accomplishing something. It was crazy. I think I was actually looking at the stats. I think we're closing in on close to 1,000 downloads. Yeah. So appreciate everybody that's been listening. Follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and rate and review us, man. Really helps us to reach new people.
Click play.
Yeah, click play.
Tell your grandma.
Tell your grandma. She's like, who are these boys with their foul mouths?
What is a podcast?
She's like, what's Apple? The fruit? No, but yeah, man, everybody, welcome to episode 32. I don't know why every time like we start these things, it almost feels like I'm like, oh yeah, we did this like a week ago, but it feels like it's longer. I don't know about you. For me, anyway, it does.
I don't know, man. I'm just glad it's Sunday because today's not my workout day. I've been working out too hard, man.
Oh, no. I mean, hey, I try to work out 6 days a week.
Are you?
Yeah. And it's like yesterday, Saturdays is usually my day off. I do Saturdays.
So you got to work out today?
I already did. Oh, okay. Did it early on, like 9 a.m.
Damn. So. 9 a.m, I was still snoozing.
It's just like, now I've done it. You know, I don't know if you know I don't know if this is true or not, but they say that if you do something for 21 days, like as you're consistent with it, then it kind of becomes ingrained and you're like, oh, this is a normal thing now. So, I mean, how many days a week do you work out?
Six.
6 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sundays are my day off.
Oh, so we just trade the days. Okay.
Yesterday sucked. I was like, man, why am I doing this?
See, it's funny. I had a blast this morning because I was in there and like today was like a quicker workout just because I had so much stuff that I got to get done. But I was in there and like sometimes, you know, everybody has those days like you were talking about where you're like, man, why am I doing this today? Yeah. You're just not motivated. But I was in there and I started listening to this other funny podcast with comedians on it. And they were just, bro, they had me dying laughing. And then I was just in there working out. I feel like
that's not good when you're lifting weights if you start laughing.
No, there was one time where I was lifting and I was laughing, but I was just like, I got to stop laughing. I got to focus.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it kept me in a good mood to like, okay, let's keep going. And then just stay focused or whatever. But yeah. I wanted to, man, I don't know. Did you see any highlights of this whole Logan Paul and Mayweather thing?
Yeah.
Man, I actually, it's so funny. I'm going to give everybody like, I mean, most people know this, I feel like, but I didn't pay for it. Yeah. Didn't watch it. Well, I guess I wouldn't say watch it illegally, but it's funny. Every now and then when stuff like this happens, like a boxing match or something or UFC something, people will always stream it on TikTok.
What? Oh, TikTok is the spot then. Yeah. I got to go check out TikTok. But, did this happen in the last week?
Yeah, I think so. It happened last weekend, I think, if I remember right. But like I was watching it. What always happened, it never fails. I think I was trying to watch some fight, but I didn't want to pay for it. And then I was randomly on TikTok. And you know how if you're on TikTok, you'll be scrolling sometimes and then it'll sometimes bring up somebody that's live. And then it happened to be like somebody with their phone and it was actually high quality and they were just had the phone pointed to the screen watching
TikTok
the fight.
TikTok is the spot. Did you see, maybe you were already going to talk about this, where Floyd caught him and didn't want him to fall?
Bro, he looked like he knocked him out. Like, and that's what people were saying. They were like, yo, this is where he knocked him out, but he kept him up to keep the fight going.
So they could get maximum money.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
If that's true, nobody's going to say yes or no. That's what happened. But if that's true, bro, I was like, Floyd is really good at like, it's like, hey, he was just like, look, just lay on me. Just, you fine.
Floyd's all about the money, man.
Exactly.
That's what Floyd is about.
Did you see what he said? Where he was talking about, somebody was like, hey, he said, I'm really good at legal robbery. That's what he said.
Legal robbery. Yeah. I saw a stat that Floyd Mayweather made more in that fight than Michael Jordan made with the Chicago Bulls. As far as dollars from the Bulls.
Wow, really?
Not endorsements and everything else. Jordan's like
just
a billionaire.
Like the NBA salary.
But Floyd made $100 million off that fight, and I think Jordan got $90 million with the Bulls.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
That's wild.
Right.
And I mean, it was smart. I think because I saw it in like a part of me wanted, because I don't like the Logan Paul dude at all. I just don't like him. He just has that kind of, but he's good at making, he's kind of like how, you know, if you know Mayweather, he's really good at getting people to hate him
right.
and be like, we want you to get knocked out type of thing. And so I was watching it and I was like, man, just hit him with a good punch. And then at first it was really boring. And I was like, oh, nobody's fine. It's fixed. And, but then I saw the thing and he hit him with that punch. And then to see how Logan Paul's face was, I was like, oh, he was knocked out. Mm-hmm. And he just hit him with that one. And it was like, no, come on.
Now there was another fight event that I don't think anybody even knew about. I didn't even know about it until I saw it trending on Twitter.
Which one?
Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter. Did you see highlights of that?
Bro, I think I did.
That looked terrible. Aaron Carter was just like going in circles. He would swing and then just do a 360.
Yeah. I saw him get hit and like, did he get knocked out or the ref called it off?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think I saw it, but it was funny. Somebody had tweeted, they were like, man, they're in two different weight divisions. Like Lamar Odom's so big.
Lamar was giant. And then you see the referee was Chuck Liddell.
Bruh, I was like,
what is going on?
Nobody. Like you're saying, I didn't hear nothing about it until after it was over. And I was like, Chuck Liddell's a ref?
Who's going to fight next?
I know.
Me and you.
Oh Lord. No. You ready? No, I'm not a fighter. I'm not like that. It's funny.
No one would tune in. We could go do it on the Beltline.
I know.
People would be like, shit.
Yeah, the most people would actually record it on there versus like trying to set up a pay-per-view. It was funny because, what was I about to say? Like, that fight, Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter, I don't know if you remember this, but back in the day, they used to have celebrity boxing. Uh-huh. Like, it was like, but it was more so like people who were in these big TV shows when they were younger. Mm-hmm. And they were fighting to like Screech fought some dude or whatever.
I remember that.
And it was like celebrity boxing. I was like, yo, are they trying to bring that back now?
Remember Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV?
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember it. I actually used to watch that so much. I was like, wow, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
I remember that. But I wanted to talk about, because then you talking about that actually, so there was something else that happened that I had no idea that happened.
What?
Which this is, for some reason, I guess people were trying to cash in on this, just this boxing. So people were saying that these other YouTubers were fighting TikTok stars. So it was like in a pay-per-view. So it was like big YouTubers were fighting these big TikTok stars or whatever. Wow. And so, but like this Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter thing, I didn't know about it until after the fact, and it was trending on Twitter. Hmm. And so it was funny because I think all the YouTube people who fought the TikTok people, so far YouTube is like 7-0 versus these TikTok people.
Y'all TikTokers got to get your weight up.
it was hilarious. I was just like, I guess it's turning into like just it really now, or I mean, I say now, but I guess it's just because of what I see, but right now it feels like a circus. Like you get all these, like, yeah. Because what was it? Who's Logan Paul's brother? It's what's his name?
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul wants to fight Conor McGregor, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And so, but Conor's like, nah, I'm straight, bro.
I think Conor said he'd do it. They just got to get the money right.
Oh, that's right. Because he's trying to get paid.
Uh huh.
That makes sense. And then I think either Jake Paul or Logan Paul, one of them was trying to fight. You know who Canelo is?
Mm-hmm.
And like, but Canelo's like, man, get that shit out of my face. I ain't fighting y'all. And
probably like, be the biggest check he ever got, which is crazy.
Yeah, but I think Canelo, he kind of feels like it's a joke. He's like, no, I take boxing serious. You know, right, I'm not here to fight these kids or whatever. And he could hurt somebody. If you've seen that dude fight, man, that dude's dangerous. But there was something else I wanted to talk about. Talking about boxing, this is like a what if question or a scenario that I wanted to ask you.
I'm doing it.
So
Mike Tyson, $1 million.
Wow. Okay, I was going to say, how much would it take?
Trying to predict your question.
Yeah, you were almost there. You predicted the part of it.
Okay.
So let's say you're fighting one of these YouTubers or TikTok. So think of like some 18, 20-year-olds or something like that. Mm-hmm. How much would it take for you to go 5 rounds?
PewDiePie? Can I fight PewDiePie?
Sure. if PewDiePie was like, hey, Jetty, I want to fight you in wherever he's from, Switzerland or whatever.
I feel like I could fuck up PewDiePie. I might be underestimating him, but I feel like I could fuck up PewDiePie.
What's like the amount of money that if somebody said, hey, we want to book this, how much do you need?
I mean, honestly, it's a really low amount because I'll take the money. But if he's a famous guy, I should try to get a little bit of money.
Yeah, I would say.
So minimum, just give me 10 grand, you know what I mean?
Wow, 10 grand to fight PewDiePie.
Yeah.
PewDiePie, if you're listening.
I'd take less than that, but...
You're like, I need to have respect for myself.
I need at least 10 grand.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. So going from PewDiePie.
I feel like the whole internet would be cheering for me.
I know. They'd be like, we're cheering for the underdog. Because everybody's so, like, people have love, hate PewDiePie. All right. So, okay. Moving from PewDiePie. What about Logan or Jake Paul? How much would it take? Like, if somebody was trying to book it.
I mean, they're so popping, right? I want some money.
You want that?
I'd do it for a teeny amount of money.
Really?
Yeah.
What's a teeny amount?
I mean, less than 10 grand, but.
Wow.
But honestly, I mean, they're so popping right now. Just give me 50 grand. You know what I mean?
50, okay, I can see that happening. They'd be like, 50, that's nothing. Well, I'd be like a million, but at least give me
I don't
a
think my name would pull a million.
Oh.
I don't think, because, you know.
Yeah, but think about it. If you were to do an upset, man, mm-hmm. your name just skyrockets.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Yeah. Hawk.
Tell him, dog. what would you do? What's your price?
Man, my price. So if I was playing somebody, I want to say, let me see. Oh, if I was fighting a YouTuber like PewDiePie, I'm not going to lie. My time is valuable. I'm going to say 50K for fighting PewDiePie. Mm-hmm. Now, if for some reason it was Logan Paul or his other brother, Jake Paul, whatever, I'm going to say a cool 3 milli.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to say 3 milli. I was like, bro, just trust me, bro. I'm going to make it exciting. Now, the question becomes then, okay, let's just say, yeah, Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to fight Mayweather.
Mm.
What's the bill? What are you charging?
I mean,
is it going up more?
Give me 100.
100? Oh, Mike, I feel like you're lowballing yourself.
I mean, I might be.
I feel you. Okay.
Give me 500.
500? Okay. That's respectable. You know? Okay, I'd say give me, I can't. I feel like if I ask for a million, he's going to make fun of me. Be like, who the fuck are you?
I'll take whatever you give me, honestly.
Okay, I'd probably say I try to get five million.
Dang,
I'd be like, bro, you can get the rest. I don't care. Just give me the five.
Ponytail E. Is that what your boy was calling you? Ponytail L.
Ponytail L. It'd be like
Ponytail L worth 5 milli.
L the ponytail.
You come in like this,
like just waving the ponytail with my fists up. It's hilarious. No, but other than that, I'd probably do 5 milli. I wanted to also bring up something else. So I wanted to talk about this on the last podcast, but we didn't have time because shout out to Calvin when he was here. It was a great podcast. We interviewed and just talked about everything. But did you see Elon Musk? Elon Musk. He had a crypto that he boosted, but it was a porn crypto.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Cummies or whatever.
Well, it's actually called Cum Rocket.
Cum Rocket. Okay. Yeah. But that shit had me dying laughing. I was like, this is a real thing?
Have you done any looking into this at all?
No, I didn't even look into it.
I actually thought it was stupid, but it's actually kind of brilliant.
Really?
The cryptocurrency itself, not necessarily Elon joking about it or him pushing it. I don't think that's brilliant. But it's actually money that can be exchanged on this platform for kind of OnlyFans type girls that are selling content.
Gotcha.
You literally can buy or tip or just give them that specific cryptocurrency.
Wow.
So imagine OnlyFans if OnlyFans had its own dollar.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And honestly, it could blow up. If the right people get on that and start mm-hmm. pushing it, that thing could, you know.
Yeah, I could see that.
Could shoot up.
Wow. No pun intended. that's hilarious. But then, stuff like that, that made me laugh. But I was like, man, what's this to stop anybody from just creating any type of crypto?
You can. There's guides. I've even seen a guide on Reddit on how anyone can actually create one.
Wow. Make a cool-ass crypto?
Yeah, you know.
Hey, cool-ass crypto.
I started reading it, and then I scrolled down and scrolled down and scrolled down. And it's a whole lot of reading. And I was just like, I'm never going to do this. Why am I reading this? I didn't understand five of the words in the last paragraph, and I'm just...
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole thing. I remember back in the day, I was like, you know, I should probably look into creating an app. And then you see what it takes to create an app, and I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
This isn't for me. I'm going to leave it to the people who like this thing.
I have an amazing app idea.
What's that? Oh, you...
People have trashed my app idea, but I feel like it would be revolutionary.
Okay, what's the app idea?
Ratings.
Oh, kind of like what they're doing.
Have I already talked to you about this?
You can
literally
so.
Give anything in the world a rating.
Anything.
I can rate your dog. I can give your dog a 10. But other people, they could give your dog a 1.
Wow.
Your elementary school teacher, the teacher in the second grade, you can give her a 5.
Wow.
Walmart down the street, that Walmart's kind of good. You can give it a 7.
I see what you're saying.
But then the world could use this and be like, Easy L. Oh, he's a 5. I don't know if I want to go.
Wow. I feel like
it would be so much data. Honestly, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
And there's even kind of a Black Mirror episode similar to this.
That's what it reminds me of, but that Black Mirror episode.
Data would be insane. I mean, you could know things about people. I mean, companies could take this data and be like, "Oh, people in this area like the color blue. We'll send more blue shirts to this Walmart that they like." The data would be insane.
Yeah, it makes sense. So they could specifically sell certain things or something.
If someone hears this and becomes a trillionaire.
Oh, boy. Don't do it. This is a bad idea. This is in the wrong hands. This could send the whole world into chaos.
The rating app.
Because then can you imagine like you said, you rate my dog a 10, but then a bunch of people rate the dog a 1. And then everybody's like, that's not a good dog.
My dog sucks.
I'd be like, damn, hold on. You don't know my dog. That's crazy. But yeah, that isn't that what they do in China?
What?
The rating system? People get rated.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
It's a
social score.
Yeah.
But that's more so what kind of person you are. In certain areas, they actually have cameras set up to where even if you're jaywalking, it can lower your score. So they're literally watching your like every move. And then if you buy, even if you buy like products that they deem are bad, I think if you buy porn, it actually lowers your score.
Holy.
So and it's only in certain areas. I think they want to release it everywhere, but they were kind of testing on a certain area.
That's why I think I saw like a Vice video.
The same thing. Yeah.
And I was just like, this is scary.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that if the U.S. is like, hey, guys, we're going to roll out this social score.
It's like that Black. Have you seen that Black Mirror episode?
Uh-huh. With that girl.
Yeah. Yep. It's exactly like that.
That'd be wild. And it'd be wild because then if they're like, hey, if your social score is below a 70, you can't get a car.
But see, my rating app, you just rate what you want to rate.
Okay,
you know
so there's
mean?
No consequences or anything.
No.
Like, you can't be denied things.
What do you mean?
So, like, for example, if your app was live or whatever and I had, like, a 70 and they're like, oh, if you want to travel to Los Angeles, you have to have above an 80.
Oh, the city could lock you out.
Exactly.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? See, that's where I'm like, ooh, this could get bad.
Only people with a score of 8 or higher can live in this apartment complex.
Exactly. Whoa.
Damn.
That would be whack, and that'd be really bad. There'd probably be riots in the street.
I rate this riot a 10.
Oh, Lord. But that's interesting. But I'm going to erase that segment from the podcast.
Why?
So nobody can be like, this is a great idea. And it's like in the hands of a billionaire.
Consult with me. Let's be partners. I'll do all the artwork. You do the digital typing aspect of it.
The digital typing.
The coding.
The coding.
That's how you smartly describe digital typing. Coding.
Exactly.
My brain doesn't work good sometimes.
That's hilarious. Which brings me to something else that's happening this week. I didn't know how much you're into. I feel like you're not into it as much as I am, but E3 is going on. You know what E3 is?
So video
game.
It's
a letter E, and then there's a 3 next to it.
Yeah, I'm not as much, but tell me about it. Tell me
well,
no,
it's just
on.
Like, you know, usually they have this every year. With everything still going on, they're doing it remote to where everybody's just watching from the house because of COVID and everything. But basically, it's just like, I think it's 3 days, 3 or 4 days, something like that, where these big studios, like, you know, you have Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo doesn't really participate in it. They have their own thing. But they announce basically new games and new stuff that's coming out and new features or whatever. It's kind of like a think of a tech conference. And for people who are really into it, they're like, whoa, this looks cool. And then they're just like a bunch of announcements. But the reason why I brought it up was I wanted to ask you, because I know from when we lived together, you would play a game every now and then, you know, nothing too crazy. Whereas me, like, I played a lot of games growing up. What did you have any games? What was like your first game system that you had?
Super Nintendo.
And I'm assuming the first game you had was Super Mario.
Super Mario World 2. Amazing game.
Wow.
I don't know if that was the first game, but I had that game.
Yeah, that's and like the one you remember.
My favorite game of all time, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Wow. I never
Super
played
Nintendo.
That game. Wow.
Amazing game.
I remember, like, I think they remade it a few times, and so, like, they have, like, these new generation ones.
That's, what about you? What was your first?
My first system, I want to say it was a I don't think it, I think it was just the Nintendo, like the first Nintendo.
Oh, you had the first one?
Yeah. Mm. And it was, it had Mario and Duck Hunt on it. And so it was like, I had that very, very first one just because like my mom, I guess like I wanted it, like I was immediately attracted. And then I played that like forever. And like, I remember playing that like nonstop, and then Super Nintendo. Man, I didn't have all the systems, but like I had a few of them.
You know what's funny for me is that I used to love video games, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's almost like producing and making music took the place of video games.
Exactly.
For me. Because I would spend all these hours and, you know, enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
But then when I found production and music, that kind of became my new video game.
Exactly.
And,
I get that.
So, yeah, it's not that I hate on that world. I just kind of don't jump into that world anymore.
I feel you. Yeah. I still balance both because I love producing. Like when I first started, like when I first got into like FL Studio, it does look like a video game when you first come. You're like, well, what is all this?
Mm-hmm.
And you figure it out. But then like I would still play video games because I was like, if I would hit a creative wall or something, I'd be like, let me go back or whatever. Let me chill. Let me not think about music. And then just bounce back and forth.
All right. So, what's the hot big thing that's going to drop during E3?
A lot of people are saying Halo. The next Halo is supposed to be dropping. There's this other game, like if you know the Fallout games,
mm-hmm.
That the same company, but the Bethesda is supposed to drop this new game. They announced it. I kind of saw it before we started the podcast. This game called Starlight, which is kind of like supposed to be like another. Similar to Fallout, and it's like this crazy like story game or whatever about being in space like hundreds of years or whatever and traveling and stuff. But they announced a few things. I'm trying to remember yesterday something happened. Right now everybody's talking about like, oh, they're gonna announce the next Halo is finally gonna come out. Da-da-da. That's what a lot of people are waiting for. So, but yeah. But other than that, I kind of actually lost track of everything just because I think they're when. Like what happened, I think when I first moved out here, I was already kind of losing like my footing in the game world.
Yeah.
You know, I would just kind of hear from other people like, hey, is this good or whatever? Or I would just rent stuff. But then like, I'm kind of, I don't know if you ever had this happen where sometimes where in, when you're young, you kind of are keeping up with all the new music that's always coming out. But as you get older, you have, you know, your time kind of shortens a little bit and you're like, I don't have as much time to check out new music.
Yeah.
So then you're like, well, I like this music. These are my favorite jams. And you kind of stay there. And I'm trying, with music, what I try to do is try not to stay like in this one spot and be like, let me check out what's new. What are these new school kids, and these new artists, like how are they sounding compared to like, you know, old school? And so that's how it is with video games. It's just so much going on. You just like, fuck, I don't even have time to play all these games.
Right.
And so, because like you said, just playing video games and like making music, it requires a lot of time.
Can I tell you something funny and terrible about me?
Oh, boy. What is it?
The game that I play the most.
Monopoly. No.
This is going to make people unsubscribe from our podcast.
Oh, no.
Is Tetris.
Oh, I think you told me that.
There's this website. It's free. And I just go there.
I've seen you play there before.
And it's soothing in a way. And it's just kind of like I just hit these buttons and it's just like, ah.
That makes sense. You know, there's a thing.
That makes me sound 50.
I know. I play Tetris on the old Game Boy.
I play Tetris on my laptop.
That's hilarious. I think I've seen you sometimes. I would like walk over and you just see you go.
That's me playing Tetris.
I was like, what the hell? Are you playing Tetris? But I mean, it makes sense because, you know, there's this thing where a lot of people sometimes everybody plays different games. Mm. Some people play, they like stories, they like action. But then some people
RPG
like,
shooter.
RPG. Yeah. But then there's like games where people are like, you know, I just want no challenge. I just want to play something that I can do tasks.
Mm.
There's this game that what's the name of it? It's like called Lake or something like that, where literally all the game is, it's supposed to come out later this year. But you're just this girl who works in a post office in this, who gets away from this big city life and wants to just live a normal life. And all you're doing is just getting to know people in this town and you just work at the post office. That's all it is.
Couldn't you just go work at the post office in real life?
What? I mean, how many people want to really do that?
That would be stressful. Wouldn't be fun.
It's kind of like one game I never got into was The Sims. Like I never got into it.
I tried to play it once. I didn't know what I was doing. Also, Roller Coaster Tycoon. Those games where you build things. I tried it. I couldn't figure it out. I was stupid.
My favorite thing wasn't even to like
Hotel Tycoon.
Oh my god, my thing on Roller Coaster Tycoon was to try to make the craziest like roller coaster,
make everyone die
and like it have an end, but it just goes flying off and people just but then after a while that gets boring, you're like whatever. But like yeah, like that mail, that
you know, Lincoln. Another really quality game.
What?
Minesweeper. Bro, no lie, I played Minesweeper yesterday.
Oh my god.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life anymore.
I never understood how to play Minesweeper. Like, no, because you would click the square and then you have those numbers and I'm like, what does this
mean?
So
the numbers signify how many mines that square is touching. So if it's one, there's only one mine in that area. So you can then look at the other numbers and then determine, okay, there has to be a mine here. So this square is clear. Oh. It's just kind of like a weird little math thing.
Gotcha. Do you remember that game? This is like an elementary school game.
Space Cadet?
No, boy, that's when you didn't have no internet, and that's all you had to play. There's one where it was like skiing, and this abominable snowman would come and chase you down this hill.
No, I don't know that one.
Oh my god, I remember I didn't know how to play it, and I would always die because you'd be skiing for a little bit, and then next thing you know, from like the top of the screen, you just see this monster hop around, and it just eats you. Yeah, this I'm not is very hip. Showing our age, though.
But it's 2021, and I played Minesweeper yesterday.
That's hilarious.
Oh god.
Oh lord.
Okay. We're losing it.
That's hilarious. Dope.
All right, we're back.
Hey, we're back again.
I have science.
Science.
For the people. I forgot what I named the science segment. Is it just called the science segment?
It's called the science segment. Right.
This one is amazing.
Okay.
Honestly, I kind of wanted to save this for Halloween, but Halloween is so
far away.
I'm just like, fuck it. So this is something I learned. It's actually I tested it.
You tested? Whoa.
It's real.
So you did a science experiment.
I did.
Uh-oh.
It's called the Caputo effect. Have you ever heard of the Caputo effect?
Caputo? No, it sounds like a Pokemon.
It does, but there might be a Pokemon named Caputo.
Caputo.
So do you know horror movies and scary movies, when you stare at yourself in the mirror or you do something in the mirror, something weird happens or something strange happens?
Really?
I didn't know that. You know movies.
In movies, right? Yeah, of course.
What if I told you that there's some truth to that?
What?
There's some reality in that weirdness.
Oh, shit. I'm not ready for this.
Are you ready? Okay, so basically, the Caputo effect is this kid who's a grad student.
Okay.
And he's done some experiments. And this is actually, like, published stuff. This isn't fake stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's on real websites. Okay. You can Google it. It's called the Caputo effect. Mm-hmm. Now, what it is, the basis of it, if you stare at yourself in the mirror for 7 minutes in low light, you will semi-hallucinate and see apparitions in your face.
Oh.
And there's science behind it, right?
Okay.
So what it is when our senses get used to a consistent sensation, it's called neural adaptation.
Okay.
I'm not good at words. Neural adaptation. So, you know, when you see these little weird visual games and they're like, stare at the dot and the dot will disappear. Yeah. Or the it's basically your eyes, right? But if you stare at yourself in the mirror, things get a little creepy. Now, the thing is because you're so used to your face, right?
Yeah.
It's like the one thing on earth that you're the most like familiar with.
Exactly.
But when your face starts doing things, it feels supernatural. It doesn't feel like it's something that should happen.
Yeah.
So what happens is when you stare at an unchanging face for a long time and you can use your own face, or some people can even like stare at someone else. And you can do this little test with another person if you want to. What happens is our visual neurons decrease their activity, which makes facial features fade and disappear.
Huh.
In the absence of such visual information, our brain is bound to fill in the gaps according to our neural wiring, expectations and experiences, sometimes with fantastical results. Healthy people see 5 apparitions on average.
Whoa.
This is kind of interesting. Depressed people see 1 apparition. Schizophrenic people see 11 apparitions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 100. I was like, Jesus Christ.
So that's kind of weird. Healthy people, you actually see 5. Depressed people, you only see 1. Schizophrenic people see around average of 11. So basically, the observation of typical depressed patients' behavior in front of the mirror gives the compelling impression that patients saw their own reflected faces, similar to inanimate materials. The behavior in depressed people is opposite to the intense strange face hallucinations that can be observed in schizophrenia.
That's so interesting.
You have to do it in low light. And I tried both.
Oh, you actually did this.
Uh-huh. This shit is real. Try it, yo. I'm telling you.
You said the shit is real, bro.
It sounds like it's not real. It sounds stupid.
Yeah.
But I swear to you, it's real. You got to do it in low light. If the light is high, it doesn't really work.
Okay.
But if you stare at yourself in the face, things start to change and things start to go away.
You know, it's funny. Is you had said the statement, like you said, you have to stare in the mirror for 7 minutes, or you can do it with somebody else. And I was like, I'm too awkward to look at somebody for 7 minutes straight.
It would be awkward. And, you know, I did it and I set the timer on my phone. Uh-huh. And I was like, man, I know this is going to feel like I'm in here forever. And it went by fast. It went by so fast. Because, you know, when you slow down and just, you know, put a timer on.
You know what's interesting is that I think I saw, like, people doing this as a trend on TikTok where they were actually looking at each other in the mirror and then they would do this, like, little freak out. And I was like, this shit's fake. But
oh, yeah. But what happened with me? So
what did you see?
So I stared at my nose and my nose disappears. And then I stare at my lips. And then my eyes, like, turn black, almost like this weird, I don't even know how to describe it. Oh, it looks like some horror stuff.
You got demons in your jetty.
And then I stared at my eyes, and it's like my nose and my mouth would disappear.
So when you're saying they disappear, are you saying they're disappearing in the reflection? Or are you, like, talking about, like, you know how your mind just makes your nose disappear from, like,
in the reflection. You're looking in the reflection, and things are disappearing.
That's weird.
You gotta try it, yo. I'm telling you.
I don't know if I wanna try that.
You gotta try it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It feels creepy. And then at one point, it's like, the more I was reading about it, I was like, all right, man, whatever. But the guy was even like, yo, sometimes you'll feel like you're not even looking at yourself. You'll feel like there's someone else there. And I swear to you, it happened to me.
And it was like, it's me.
It sounds like bullshit.
It does. It sounds like a lot of bullshit.
But listen, if you're listening to this, try it.
But also,
stare at yourself in the mirror.
Do this sober. Don't do it drunk or on hallucinogenics or anything like that, because then you might see some more shit that you didn't want to see. That's hilarious. Did I tell you?
And then if you don't see anything, you're just depressed and you're just you're having a bad life. So
that's hilarious.
If you don't see anything, then the next day you got to go have fun. Take yourself out to the park.
But I thought depressed people see at least one. Maybe they see one thing.
Yeah, but if you see zero, man,
that's really bad.
Damn.
You real depressed. It's funny. It made me think. I didn't tell you this, but so recently, actually, I had done something for the first time.
What?
Actually, had microdosed.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and it was the worst experience of my life.
Times are
changing. No, it wasn't the worst experience of my life. I just didn't feel none.
What was it?
It was like, I guess, mushroom, but it was like mixed in with something. And so it was like a little, it almost feel like, it tastes like candy almost.
I feel like you're always underwhelmed by these things.
Well, you know, when you're me, like.
When you're as amazing as I am.
When you're as mesmerizing as I, no.
It's hard for real life to be better.
No, I think the only thing was like, it made me feel like what is it, like I was high a little bit, right? But then what I think I started to notice, that there was like a moment where I was like uh-oh, I was like, am I feeling these internal emotions that I haven't confronted yet? And I was like, yeah, let's not do that. And then I think I was I came back down, but coming down sucked to me. Like it did not feel good, and I was like, this is horrible.
Okay, question. So you're someone that can see things with your brain?
Yeah.
Did you see anything special?
No. It kind of, I didn't see it. It just felt like I was how I am now, just that, but I was just like a little more like light, if that makes sense.
A little more chill.
Yeah, a little bit more chill.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, it's like, I remember I was talking to my girl about this, but I'm one of those people like I don't really care for psychedelics or anything like that. Even though I've done them and I've had these experiences,
I think you need a macro dose.
Macro? What the fuck?
We need to give you the whole mushroom.
No, boy, I feel like if that were to happen, I'd probably go crazy. But like, even though I've done all these things, like even smoking weed, it's cool, but like it was always like heavy on me. Like it felt like even getting high, I was just like, geez, this is like heavy. As far as like just recovering and just coming down or whatever. But when I drank, like that's when I was like the happiest. I was like, oh wow, I feel looser. You know, your inhibitions come down. You're just like, yeah, you know, you're not as like, I'm more social when I drink, you know.
Have you ever been too high?
Probably. I'm trying to think. Yes. Yeah, I have been too high before. Mm. And that shit, like, I think, I don't know if I told you. So I remember one time way back in the day when I was in college, or I had just got out of college, a friend of mine knew somebody that made cookies, like weed cookies. Mm-hmm. And he was like, look, he said, just have like a quarter of this, or if not, take half at most. So I took half. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And I remember, I think I told, I don't know if I told on the podcast, but what happened was, like, at first, of course, it takes like 30 minutes to almost an hour to feel anything. Mm-hmm. And then I started to feel like this circular, like fresh minty air.
Oh yeah, you got the halo on top of your head.
But then, like, I was so high to the point to where eventually, when I was having a conversation with somebody, the conversation would skip. So I would be there, and then like 5 minutes went by and I was still talking, and I was like, I don't know what just happened. And I couldn't stay in the moment. Like, my brain was like, we're going to skip. And it would, felt like it was jumping different times or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, we can't do this.
I am an angel. I'm not of this world.
I'm a minty fresh angel.
I'm not high. I'm godly.
What's the highest you've ever gotten?
So I'm not... I enjoy edibles. Edibles are like my favorite thing. I don't really like getting high, but back when I did that stuff, I enjoyed edibles. But one time I got too high from smoking, and people told me too, they were like, yo, don't do that much. You know, don't smoke that much. Cause usually I'd only smoke like half.
Okay.
But then one time I had like two whole ones, you know what I mean?
Oh boy. So you was on the moon.
And, I remember at the couch at my house, I literally remember, I'm not someone that can visualize with my brain. Right. Uh-huh. But I remember sitting on the edge of the couch and it felt like I was on a cliff.
Oh my God.
And it just felt weird as fuck. I knew I wasn't on a cliff, but it just felt uncomfortable and it didn't feel good. And,
you were like, never again.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that made me think of a not all here moment. I'll do that.
At the end.
I'll do that at the end.
Okay.
There was another time I was too high. Time ago. My first time ever getting high.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I've only been high a few times, but it just like, it's funny. I think with like weed and stuff like that, like I really, not when I say lose control, I mean like, I just can't like work or I can't focus or anything.
I'll tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. Food, when you eat an edible, food is the most amazing thing on earth. I just want to eat everything.
That's hilarious. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you get the munchies and you're just like, whatever. God. I think I had the munchies one time and it didn't feel no different to me, but.
Bro.
What you want me to say? So. But
I need you to start living, man.
I mean, I do live.
We gotta get you on some macro doses.
You know, I think what it is that my brain can make the most amazing things naturally. So when I take a substance like weed or microdose or something like that, my brain's like, oh, you're regressing. You're not progressing. So it doesn't like help. It, you know, but my mind can just naturally create these imaginative worlds. You know, so but yeah,
you need to. Go on the Joe Rogan podcast and do some DMT.
I feel like I actually thought about that. I was like, man, if I go on the Rogan podcast and then I talk about this, he's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking? What do you want? No, we're doing psychedelics right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, nah, bro, just give me a drink. Just give me a drink. I'll chill out. You know?
Yeah, no.
But I think it maybe it probably has something to do with I don't like being out of control. Mm-hmm. And so if I lose control, then I'm like, uh-oh.
To me, when, you know, and I've only ever done light stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like edibles and weed. But I've never felt not in control. I've just felt more chill. I've just felt like, oh, this is the world and this is nice and I'm floating.
Yeah. I think with like weed, like if when I got too high, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm out of control. Like I try to find a way to like, I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna go to my room and close the door and just lay down and go to sleep. But like when I drink, I feel like I'm still in control, but I know there's a point where you're like, oh, I need to be careful. Kind of like if you ever blacked out, you're like, this is the point right here where you're losing control. And so I've been there before.
I've never blacked out.
Man, I've done that like 3 times in my life.
Damn.
Yeah. And it sucked all the times. Mm. Never a good time. Because what happens is like, luckily I'm around friends who can help me. Mm. But like, I remember one time just like being at a party and next thing you know, I woke up and I was like, holy shit, this is not good.
You woke up in your bed?
Yeah. Woke up in my bed. And I remember it's always the same feeling when you black out, you go, what the fuck did I do? Mm. You're like, what did I do? Hopefully I didn't do anything bad. Hopefully I didn't blah, blah, blah. But yeah, well, ladies and gents and everybody else.
It is time.
It's time.
for everyone's
you always catch me off guard with that
favorite part of the podcast.
You always catch me off guard with that because I don't know when you go, whenever you're gonna come in. You just go, it is time. I go, what? It's that time in the podcast where we tell a not all here moment about, you know, us or, you know, maybe somebody else. Also, I want to reiterate, if y'all got any not all here moments, send us a DM on Instagram at the Not All Here Podcast. We might read it out over the one of the episodes. You never know. But I'm going to go ahead and start it off because mine's kind of short.
All right.
So everybody that knows me knows that I'm usually just chill to myself most of the time, unless like I start drinking and I'll get a little bit more social. But this goes back some years when I was actually in elementary school, sixth grade to be exact. Dang,
you're taking it way back.
Yep, sixth grade. I remember it's funny how certain moments just stay in your brain, you know. So being in school, I used to go to this elementary school back home in Arkansas called Clinton Elementary. Clinton actually came by when it first opened.
Bill Clinton.
Yep, Bill Clinton. He said, hey, what's going on, everybody?
Was it named after him?
Yep, named after him and everything.
Bro.
Uh-huh. Didn't see Hillary, but I saw Bill.
Did he go there?
No, he didn't go there. He lived in Arkansas. But
he just paid for it.
Yeah, probably just paid for it out of school. And super cool. And when I was a kid, I was very like animated and very like with my friends. I'd be like, well, just real. I had a lot of energy. Of course, I'm a kid. So I remember it was the sixth grade, and it was kind of like one of those pivotal moments because back then, when you after you got done with sixth school, you would go to middle school, which is seventh grade. So like you went to this whole different school and it's like you're with bigger kids or whatever. So we always would have this one day, I feel like everybody did call field day, where basically, you know, it's a bunch of games, kids come out, they have fun or whatever. Yeah. And I remember I was friends with this other kid. Let's just call him Jay, because I'm not going to say his name.
You said Jay?
Yeah, let's just say Jay.
Okay.
And at the like in sixth grade, you know, he was dating this girl there. And whatever, it was cool. We were playing football outside and we were just playing or whatever. And at the time, I had just like heard this word. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what this one word meant. Mm-hmm. And like, I think I had like, I was listening to a lot of hip hop and like, I would always say people say this word. The word is ho. And I was like, I don't know. What does that mean? What's ho mean? Mm-hmm. Nobody ever told me. No, nothing. So I'm just like saying this word like it's nothing, right? So we're playing football, and I think another friend who was also playing that I was cool with got into it with Jay, right? And they're getting into it, and he's like, hey, man. They're just talking back and forth. This kid's talking. So Jay says something to my other friend, and then the other friend says something, whatever. And then Jay kind of, I think at the time, what I felt like, he stepped over the line, and he said something. And then I was like, I had a knee-jerk reaction to step in. And I was like, Jay, that's why your girl a hoe. And I didn't know what that meant. And then he said, huh? Punched me in the gut. I went down. And then I was like, I went down. But he hit me so hard that it knocked the wind out of me. And so, and I was like, yo, what the fuck? And then he was like, why you come on, girl, that? And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Why did you say it?
I don't know. For some reason, just came out. And then got up, and I was just like, what does that mean? Somebody was like, oh, this is what it means. And I was like, oh, that's what that mean. And then after that, we actually were still cool to this day. So
rap music destroying the youth.
Since the, you know, this hippity hoppity is destroying the children's minds.
If more kids played Minesweeper and learned a little bit of math,
we would have more Minesweepers out there in the field protecting America.
Learned a little bit of math.
If you learn, we could get these Tetris blocks moving. We'd have more architectures.
E-calling people hoes. God.
Yeah, it was funny because I didn't know, but I still remember that to this day. And then I think back at it. I guess maybe what it was is that was the first time I ever got punched. And like, or like what, a fight. So it wasn't even really a fight, but that's the first time I got into like a little altercation. But it was funny because I remember I was just like, oh. And then I remember picking myself up and then I just started running and kept playing like some more. Like nothing happened, you know, because my brain was like, whatever. And it moved on. But yeah, that's my not all here moment. Don't call people hoes.
Dang, bro. All right. I got two.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to let you pick.
All right.
Homeless man.
Ooh.
Or too high.
Let's do the too high because you kind of teased that earlier.
Too high. Okay.
Too high.
So this was the first time I ever got high. I was in Toronto.
You were 14. No.
No. I was with you know, a girl, my girlfriend at the time.
At the time.
And my first time ever trying weed, you know what I mean? And then we also had boxed wine.
Oh, okay.
You ever had boxed wine?
Yeah.
It was really cheap and
not it's kind of like you what
you're buying the cheapest thing possible
to get messed up.
Yes. So really, this was like a long time ago. I'm not experienced with this stuff. I'm still not. I'm not really into that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't really get drunk and I don't really get high. But that night I did both.
Okay.
I drank the entire content, the box wine.
Holy shit.
And got high as well. So, and it's even funny too. We had a camera and she filmed me and I was kind of like almost falling asleep. And at one point I whispered, I said, tacos.
Oh my God.
I have that on video somewhere.
Wow.
And then I was just like, oh, tacos. But, so then later on that night, basically I'm gone. Like I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm just looking, staring at the ceiling, like laughing. Like I'm so out of my mind.
Yeah.
But then for some reason I ended up in the shower. And I don't know if she told me to get in there or I decided to get in there, but the hot water, it was good, you know what I mean? But then things got a little woozy and then I kind of laid down in the shower.
Oh, boy.
And then I started throwing up on myself.
Oh, my God.
So I'm literally laid out in the tub and I'm just throw up.
Oh, my God.
I'm so gone. And at that point, the bath is just starting to like.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Because it's the throw up is like kind of chunky.
Oh, no.
And then the drain, it's like not going down the drain. And at one point, I think she's like, "You okay in there?" I'm like, yeah. So then I'm aware enough. I'm like, yo, I got to do something with this throw up. Like, I got this ain't good. She can't see this. So my hands, I'm like at the drain and I'm trying my best to just get all this, you know, get the thing unclogged. And then finally it's unclogged. And I attempt to wash myself off. And somehow I went to sleep that night. But then she was very mad because apparently there was still an aftermath. And she was like, what the fuck happened? And I had to just tell her. I was like, man, I just, because it wasn't even a normal throw up. It was like,
ugh.
Large amount of throw up.
Oh my God, Jay. Jesus.
Yeah, just all over, literally all over my naked body. I'm just laying there, just throwing up on myself. And
wow.
That was the first time I got high.
And then I can see why you're like, I don't get high. I can see why with an experience like that.
I mean, I enjoy edibles for a while, but I'm kind of not on it right now.
I feel you. That's hilarious. That's, oh my God. You were like a fountain, just wet.
Dude,
wet.
Just straight down my body.
Oh my Lord.
And then just marinating in the tub.
Oh
yeah.
Did were you able to like actually wash yourself or did you attempt?
I tried to, I think.
You soap and you, cause man.
Well, I don't know if soap.
Oh my.
I was so gone. I don't know where the soap was probably in the shit.
Oh my. Oh. Cause I can imagine what like, if you didn't like what you smelled like after.
Oh yeah.
Oh. That's so nasty. Jesus, Lord.
Sorry, man.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's my most disgusting not all here moment.
Wow. I agree. I didn't expect that. I thought it was, you were just like, yeah, I got too high. Hey, I fell asleep. No, wasn't that.
Yeah, wasn't that. It's the box wine that did it. That took it over the edge.
Yeah, so don't drink box wine. Actually, drink something nice.
But, and get high at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah, be careful.
Just, if you're not used to either one of those things.
Just take it slowly, you know, baby steps. You got to do baby steps.
Stare at yourself in the mirror first.
No, Mike. Can you imagine you get high and you do that little mirror trick that you were talking about earlier?
You'll start seeing demons.
You'll start seeing a lot of stuff. Dragons and monsters and shit.
All right, I want you to try this. So you'll report back your results on the next episode.
It's funny. I'm going to be like, I already know what's going to happen. It'd be funny.
You're not going to see anything.
I'm going to see stuff. And I'm like, it wasn't that exciting. I saw these dragons flying around. You know, I saw these angels, but
God,
I was like,
God came to me in a vision and told me what to do, but it was kind of boring.
I thought he wasn't making the right decisions for me, you know? So I said, no. No, but yeah, so
I felt this minty halo.
I felt this minty halo, and then I saw the Pillsbury Doughboy on my counter, and I was like, what the fuck?
Beetlejuice, no. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Oh, my God. But anyway, that's the end of the podcast. This is episode 32 of the Not Out Here podcast. If you can, wherever you're listening to us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever, make sure you rate us, review us, subscribe, share, please, so that way we can get to new listeners and just keeps helping the podcast. We're on the road to 52 episodes. I'm always going to say that because like then I'll be like, damn, we did this for a year. And then on the road to 1,000 downloads, we're almost there. Also make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram, Not All Here Podcast on Instagram. Follow us, you know, DM us a Not All Here moment. Maybe that, you know, you can do it anonymously or you don't want to put no names or nothing. Also follow Cool Ass People on Instagram. That's Cool ASSPPL. Our personal pages, mine is It's Easy L. Jetty?
JRB the producer on all of the platforms that you love and enjoy. Also follow your dreams. Also, don't follow the leader if you feel like the leader is going the wrong way. Trail your own, blaze your own path,
Be your own trailblazer.
Yes.
Don't stare in the mirror too long. You might see some shit.
You gonna see if try it.
I don't know about that.
Trust me.
But we'll catch y'all on the next one.
Yep.